Welcome to my podcast, everyone. I am your host, Geliana Akin. I identify as an intuitive and specialize in reading people's soul contracts, as well as practice various healing modalities, specifically focusing on the heart. In each episode, we're going to go deep into spiritual topics with a focus on my favorite thing to talk about, which is your soul contract. So take a deep breath, get centered, and let's go on a journey together. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Geliana, and today we are going to continue our conversation about soul contracts. But today, the focus is going to be on our soul contracts with other people, right? So again, the name of the podcast is Soul Contracts and Entanglements. So I'm breaking it down for you, laying down some foundational ground information, and we're just going to keep digging through it. So one of the first questions I get asked often is, who do I have a soul contract with? And this is a really easy one because the answer is you have a soul contract with any significant person in your life, and chances are some quote unquote insignificant people in your life. So let me give you an example. And I'm going to give you a visual, and this is a visual that I'm getting from Michael Newton's book, Journey of the Souls. And he went and hypnotized people, and he took them basically to their lives between lives. And so this was in the part about when the soul is pre-planning its next life. Okay, so the visual that he gave us was in essence where the soul is in the sort of auditorium with hundreds and maybe 1,000 plus souls. And this is literally every single person that you're going to encounter in this life that you're pre-planning, right? So with that many people, you can imagine you're going to have the significant people, and then you're going to have people that you, maybe had a short experience with in your life, and maybe they made some significant impact in a negative or positive way. I'll give you an example. Think back to high school, right? So we're going through 4 years of high school, most of us. High school is not the easiest thing to go through. And, you know, sometimes we just need to have that one buddy or that one friend who sort of just helped us get through high school. But after high school, we lose touch, right? And then there's not much conversation because we're actually different people. We go different ways. But that is somebody who, again, most likely you contracted with on a soul level that, hey, you know, let's be buddies during this tumultuous time in our lives, which will be called high school. So that's just one example. It could be the person that randomly saved your life and then drove away, right? So maybe you were in a car accident. They saw you were hurt. They pulled over. They pulled you out of the car, gave you CPR, whatever the case was. And then they left. That is a soul contract with somebody that was significant, but not significant. You know what I mean? Significant because they saved your life, but not significant because this isn't a key player in your life. So those are soul contracts. Now, we also have soul contracts with our parents because, again, we choose our parents. I know this is a very sensitive topic for many people because not every soul chooses to have their parents be loving guides. Some people choose parents that are going to be teachers, but not loving teachers, right? So that's another type of soul contract. We have soul contracts with our best friends, you know, your childhood best friend, the person that's by you through thick and thin. Most likely that's your soulmate, one of your soulmates from your soul group. And there's a soul contract, right? And this is a soul contract of empowerment and let's support each other. And that doesn't mean that you never have dark moments with that person. I mean, I've had multiple best friends, and I can tell you, I've had ebbs and flows with all of them. I mean, we've had conflict, but for the most part, these relationships are there to uplift us and help us get through life. And then we have soul contracts with people that we have karma with that we need to work through. Okay. And again, when I say karma, I'm going to define karma in bits and pieces every time I talk about it. At some point, I'm going to have to give you a full-on definition of what how I define karma. But essentially, when you're coming in with karma or karmic debt, you're here to work through it and fix it. So it's a very positive thing. You're being given the opportunity to do right. So if you have a karmic connection with somebody, of course, that is a soul contract. And you're here to figure it out with that person, to right the wrongs from past lives. But these karmic connections, these soul contracts with our karmic soul, you know, soul people, these could be the most challenging. So when I say soul contracts and entanglements, a lot of times I'm sort of referring, you know, in a cheeky way to these really difficult karmic relationships that we have. And these could be romantic. These could be with our boss. These could be with our parents. I mean, we could have a karmic connection with a multitude of people in our lives and going on at the same time, right? That's another question people ask me. Could we have multiple karmic connections? Absolutely. But not everybody is a karmic soulmate. Right. So there's a difference there. So I'm going to talk about that when I define. I'm going to do a full on episode on karmic connections and twin flames and all of that. So I'm going to define what a karmic soulmate is versus a karmic connection. But for the point of this episode, again, we're more talking about who we have soul contracts with. So it could be a karmic soulmate. It could be somebody that's not a soulmate, somebody that's out of your soul group, but you've got some past life with and you're clearing some karma. And the key with all of these contracts is to really do the best you can. Again, why do we even have these contracts? It's for the soul's growth and empowerment. It's for the soul's evolution. I mean, that's the main reason we're incarnating, right? And so that's the whole point of these contracts. And again, when souls come up with these contracts, they really are doing it in a loving way. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to come in and I'm going to play this role for you because I really want to help you grow. The soul isn't sitting there and saying, okay, and through pain and trauma, you know, I'm going to traumatize the crap out of you and then you're going to have to learn from it. That's a very human thing. That's the way it usually plays out on Earth because we as humans have free will and we don't always have the consciousness and the understanding of what's going on in the situation as it's happening. And this is where we cause ourselves even more trauma. But on a soul level, even these karmic connections are happening out of love, the connections and the contracts. I have this one TikTok that has gone viral a few times. And one of the things I talk about in there is your soul contract that you have with your mean mother-in-law. And not everyone has a mean mother-in-law, but those of you that do, chances are that's a soul contract because that mean, quote unquote, mean mother-in-law is there to show you something, to reflect to you. Because again, the reality is none of us are separate. It's not I am here and you are there. We are all one. So whenever you're encountering somebody that's triggering you, that's a reflection of you. And I know I might be saying something cliche that you've heard before, but I'm drilling down the point because if your quote unquote mean mother-in-law is triggering you, it's because that's the shadow side of you that still needs healing, that still needs work. And she's there to trigger and show you that because in her triggering you, she's sort of forcing you to look deeper inside and get into your healing, right? Which leads me to the next question and point that I often get asked is, well, how do we break these soul contracts? And again, I feel like I'm going to have to do a whole episode on this, but the best way to end a soul contract is to heal out of it. Right? That's what you're literally here to do. You are here to clear the cycle. And the way that you do that is by healing what needs to be healed. When you heal whatever is being triggered in you and you're no longer triggered, that's when you know that you've cleared the karmic cycle. And this is where forgiveness comes in, but forgiveness comes with healing. Okay. And there's such a huge misconception about forgiveness. You know, I don't mean, oh, forgive and forget, be best friends with them. No, it might be great for you to never see this person again in your human life, but you still have to let things go. And that's what, because the forgiveness is for you. It's not for them. Because if you're carrying all that crap, this is where diseases comes from, you know, various diseases, you know, cancer, autoimmune diseases, all of that could come from you carrying crap and, you know, you not forgiving people. So, and sometimes even when people do unforgivable things, and I get that. And again, we're going to address all this much deeper, but the point is the best way to end a contract is to heal out of it. Now, the other thing that I want to mention is sometimes it's difficult to heal out of something just because it's so traumatic and so difficult. And the person that you have this contract with is maybe went a little sideways, right? Because remember, again, we have human wills. So maybe they're coming in to help you work through something, but they just really go to a dark place and they're extremely toxic. And it might be a difficult thing. So in that case, and I would say this is a case by case basis. I don't recommend this to everybody because again, this everyone is on such a unique journey, but it is possible for you to ask spirit, ask source and say, this contract is too toxic and too challenging for me in this lifetime. I'm okay putting it on pause and maybe revisiting it another time. Right. And so there's this great video by Dolores Cannon where she talks about this. It's on my TikTok, but she essentially says, you know, you've got to get really intentional. You can visualize this person. You don't have to see them. You don't have to do this face to face because this could be difficult, but sort of connect to their energy, set the intention to release yourself from the contract and the karma that's playing out. And you know, you go in with, I forgive you. I release you. I let you go. Okay, listen to that again if you need to. And it's intention. Everything has to be done with intention. That's how we move energy. I want to say that if you choose not to work on the relationship, the karmic part of this soul contract in this lifetime, you most likely will have to revisit it again. So I would be very intentional which contracts you may want to put on pause. Ideally, you would heal out of all of them because that's how we work through karma. That's how the soul evolves. Okay. So that's my take on soul contracts that we have with other people. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments or contact me however you may know to contact me. Again, I'm going to go so much deeper into all of this in future episodes. I'm going to talk about all my karmic connections. There's a trend. There's a theme. I'm going to show it to you. We're going to break it down because I know if I've gone through it, many of you have as well. And the question always is, how do we heal out of them? How do we break out of them? Where do we go next in life? So again, I want to thank you so much for being here and I'll see you in the next episode. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found this episode as fascinating as I did. And if you're interested in hearing more content like this, make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. If you would like to get in touch with me, my website is yoursoulscontract.com. Souls has an S at the end of it. So again, yoursoulscontract.com. And of course, you can find me on social media, on Instagram and TikTok. I am Soul Contracts Practitioner. It has been a pleasure, and I look forward to connecting with you even deeper.